everybody. Welcome back to the Ladylike Chatter podcast. I am one of your hosts, Akansha.
And I am Madison. I hope everyone's having an amazing Wednesday, a good week, you know, flying by.
Starting to be mid-August. The sun's going down earlier.
I know, it's literally so crazy. So I'm, like, right now I'm in Pennsylvania, transitioning from North Carolina, Pennsylvania to New York, where I will be quarantining, and I go on walks, and it literally is so, it gets so dark early, yeah. And I'm like, what is going on? I was like, wasn't it just like mid-June, like June 30th, like 2 days ago? Like, I don't understand how time is flying.
I don't understand either, and like, I literally saw something yesterday that now, like, in a week, like, the sun will be going down, like, pretty much an hour earlier than, like, this week. Like, how does it just go from, like, an hour earlier?
When is the sun setting now? Like, 9?
I think usually it's, like, it'll be, like, yesterday was the latest it'll be now. So, yesterday was 8 o'clock. So, now I think after today, yesterday, it'll start being, like, 7:50, 7:45. And then it's just gonna keep going backwards and back. Ugh. Not excited.
I'm not happy about this. Actually, okay, that's a lie. I was gonna say I actually don't mind that it gets dark earlier, but like, I'm the type of person, I've always been this way since like middle school. Like, this is the first time I noticed it was in middle school, that I cannot do work when it gets dark out. So like, I have to get all my homework done when it's light out, or any sort of anything productive done, because once the sun goes down, I'm like automatically shut off, like no more work. So like, studying, like I have to study. So then it gets bad when your classes end at like 7 and it's dark out and you have a test the next day. I'm like, I don't want to study. I can't study.
Yeah, I don't think I've liked that. I've always been a night owl. So like, for me, it's like, oh, sun's out, like, and let me enjoy the day and let me go run some errands and then I'll study at nighttime.
Yeah, and I'm literally like, see, I'd rather go to bed early and wake up at, like, 4 a.m. to study than, like, actually, that's such a lie. I don't want to do that, but I do that. But I would rather do that than stay up past midnight, I would say.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'd rather get my extra sleep, just knock it all out the night before, and get going the next morning, take my exam. I don't care about studying before.
No, literally.
We're so different in that way.
Well, we are different in a lot of ways, Akansha.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? This actually leads into what we're talking about today, is, are you always late or are you the early bird? And I think I am always the early bird, and Akansha is notoriously late. However, I was late today for the podcast, so...
Yeah, today we're, like, opposites. I think we've kind of established that. I, like, woke up super early today, and you were like, I just woke up. And I'm like, what?
I know, I woke up at, like, 10:30, and I never do. I wake up at 7:30 normally. That was really late for me, but I needed it. I needed my Z's.
Yeah, woke up at 8 today.
Yeah, I know, that's so weird. Something's in the water. I don't know what is going on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, like, why do you think you're always late?
Because I am who I am. Honestly, I think it's just, like, ingrained in me to be late all the time. I try so hard to not be late, and then I just always am late. Like, it'll be so fun, because I'll be on time, and, like, I'll have, like plans with my friends, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're meeting at, like, 5:30, and it's, like, 4:30, I'm, like, ready to go. But then I'm like, oh, I have an hour, and it only takes, like, 30 minutes to get there. Like, let me just have a cup of coffee, and then that cup of coffee takes me, like, 45 minutes to drink. And then I'm, like, 15 minutes late.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. See, and, like, I've just I feel like a lot of my friends are late in general, and I'm just, like, early. Mm-hmm. It's annoying, but it's more annoying for me because I'm the person that, like, I start getting ready, like, 3 hours before, and then, like, I'm like you. Like, I have 2 hours to spare, but then I'm just sitting there, and, like, no amount of, like, TV scrolling through Instagram mindless things that I could possibly do makes me, like, pass the time. Like, it's like, you know the feeling where you're, like, you watch TV and then you look down at your phone and it's only been a minute. And you're like, how has that only been a minute? So I try to be late sometimes and it just doesn't work. And then it gets to the point, especially with, like, you and me, like, if we're going to dinner.
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, text me when you're leaving. And then I'll wait.
You leave, like, five times.
No, I set a timer for 6 minutes, and then I leave. Because, like, I hate being the first one there, but I always am, because I legit get anxiety. Like, doctor's appointments, like, if it's across town, and I'll leave, like, 45 minutes, even though maybe it's a 20-minute drive. If I leave any later, and I look at the clock, and, like, I'm maybe, like, 5 minutes away, but I only have, like, 15 minutes to spare, I legit get anxiety. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna be late. They think I'm horrible. They think I'm like the worst person. It's the weirdest thing, but I think I get it from my mom because she's the exact same. Like, she doesn't get anxiety, but she's always been like, get to school 30 minutes early, like, arrive 30 minutes early. And so it's a blessing and a curse.
It's so funny because I feel like my parents are not like that. Like, they're always on time to everything, and I'm just the black sheep of being late all the time. Like, I make them late. Like, they're late because of me. Like, they would typically be on time to everything, but then I always take so long to get ready, and then, like, especially, like, for functions, like, any party that we're going to, and we're all getting ready at once. And, like, granted, I help my mom, like, you know, pick out her clothes and things like that. So sometimes that makes me late. But even then, even if I'm ready before, like, I don't know why. Just I'm like, oh, like, waiting till the last minute to, like, put on my lipstick or something at the event that makes me just extra late. I don't know.
But do you try and get ready, like, if you, like, I know, because I don't blow dry my hair. I really, like, I shower, like, if I have dinner at 7, I'll shower at 2:30, let my hair air dry, maybe put a little blow dryer to it at the end if it's still wet, and then, like, dinner's at 7, I'll start, like, getting ready at 5:30, and then I'll be ready by 6, and then I have an hour. That's how I do it. But then it literally takes up my entire afternoon.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't want it to take up my entire, like, day just to get ready. And I feel like, okay, I'd rather be late to an event and do something else before than, you know, take a whole day of just, like, getting ready for something in the evening. I don't know. Maybe that's just, like, how I see it.
I mean, I definitely agree that it's a waste of time. But
like, I always just say, like, 2 hours before. Like, I probably need 3 hours before, but I always am like, okay, 2 hours before, I'll go jump in the shower. And then, like, after I shower, I always do the chill in, you know, my bed or something and just hang out, scroll through Instagram. And then I'm like, oh, I need to go get ready and then, like, put on my clothes and then whatever if I need to do fate. Like, I will say, I think because my hair is straight, like, it does cut my getting ready time, which helps me a lot, saves me. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be late. If my hair was not straight, I think I'd miss things. I wouldn't be late. I just wouldn't show up.
Oh my god. But that's so true. Hair, like, oh my god. Boys, if any boy is listening, be glad you're a boy, because girls, yeah, having to do your hair and makeup, first of all,
yeah,
guys, I don't know who set up this system, but it is messed up. First of all,
it is very messed up.
First of all, let's think of all, I'm not trying to, like, shit on anyone, but let's think of all the things girls have to do to get ready. We have to, you know, girls always have to take a shower because, one, you have to shave.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to tweeze your eyebrows or something. Something has to be tweezed all the time, 24/7. I don't care. Literally. Like, I'll tweeze my eyebrows and then I'll look in the mirror, like, 2 hours later and there's, like, 5 more hairs. I'm like, where did you come from? Like, okay,
oh,
so...
And then don't forget, like, having to shave.
You have to shave. Then you have to get out of the shower. And then there's no way around it. Not that I've never tried the shower cap. I've tried the towel around my head showering to keep my hair from not getting wet. But, like, always your hair is going to get wet. So then you have to, like, somehow it gets all wonky. Then you have to put on makeup and, like, oh my God. And then you have to, like, what else do you have to do? Oh, put on lotion, perfume. I'm just, like, going through the dress. And then finding outfits is a whole nother story. So then right there with girls, you're automatically going to have, like, an hour. That's, yep. Some people are, like, 2 hours. I know people that are 2 hours getting ready. Like, getting ready. Yeah. Like, makeup takes them an hour. Hair is the longest for me. If I'm going to curl my hair, because my hair is so thick, I know it's going to take me an hour and 30. No. An hour. It's definitely an hour. It's definitely an hour to curl my hair.
I think for me, it just depends on what I'm going for that day. But 90% of the time, I just keep my hair straight. And I'll just go through with, like, a blow dryer just to make sure there's no kinks. And then that's it. Because that'll help me. Otherwise, like, if I'm curling my hair, like, the other day I wanded it, and it took me, like, I would say 20 minutes, but I also keep it on super high heat, so then my hair smells really bad, because I'm just, like, I don't have the time for or the patience, I just go wrap it, it's really hot, then I, like, go.
Oh my gosh, mine is, like, always, like, on the, like, the, you know, you have, like, the 5 dots, girl, you know what I'm talking about, mine's always on, like, the 2 or the 3.
Yeah, like, I think if I'm in a rush, I do 4, and then if I'm not, then 3, because my hair is just, like, I do thick curls. I don't, like, do little tiny centimeter strand. I just take, like, 2-inch chunk.
Because my hair is so heavy that, like, I have to do the tight curls, and I cannot touch them until I'm about to leave, because they will, by the time an hour after I curl my hair will be straight again. Like, that's how, like, non-curl it is. Like,
oh, I don't even try to curl it. Like, it can, I do waves. That's why I'm, like, I don't even try to do, like, a perfect curl, because it's not going to hold. It'll fall out in, like, a minute. So, I just do, like, the little wavy stuff, because that's what works.
Oh my gosh, I love how we got into hair. But anyways, now you get the point. Like, girls are just always going to be late.
Yeah.
Because, guys, all they have to do is shower and throw on a t-shirt and jeans, and they're done.
And honestly, if you're a guy and you're late, I sometimes do wonder, what did you do to get late? Because, like, you didn't have to do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Most of the time, it's just them, like, purely procrastinating.
Yeah, true. Like, watching a show or something.
Just procrastinating. Oh, I had a couple beers before. Like, I'm sorry I was late.
We're straight calling them out right now.
Sorry. I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying the facts.
Okay. Anyways, let's go back to calling me out, because I'm pretty sure that's what this episode's about.
It is about a calling a conch out. Okay, so have you tried any strategies to break the habit of being late?
I have. Okay, so I think for school, because I know I can't be late for school, especially if there's an exam, because that would literally kill my grade.
Okay, and pause. You have been late for exams.
It was once. It was one time.
Okay, now we're going to go back to the showering situation. If I know that I'm going to be late, I do not shower. I suck it up for the day, especially with school, because who the F cares about school and showering? A conscious, like, yeah, I woke up, like, 30 minutes late. I only had, like, 10 minutes to get to school, but I had to shower, and I had to do my makeup, and I had to dress up nice, and then she's, like, 30 minutes late to school. Literally, true story, word for word. And I can picture it in my head.
Okay, first of all,
I'm not calling you out. I'm just stating the facts.
No. I can't. Okay, so she's right in one way. I did not put makeup on that day, I don't think. I think I just put eyeliner on. But eyeliner is like, I just, it takes me 2 seconds to do.
Okay.
But also, life hack, if you need to look nice or something, put on a dress and a pair of tights. It's literally the easiest outfit, and it takes me 2 seconds to put on.
I put on scrubs or sweatpants and a t-shirt.
I'm just, okay, for me, my motto is dress for success. I agree. Like, I feel And I think that's what goes into the shower thing, too. Like, I need to shower because it just wakes me up. It makes me feel more refreshed. It, like, makes me feel more successful that I showered in the morning.
Yes. Well, I mean, like, I definitely agree. But all I'm saying is that if you knew you were going to, you had 10 minutes to spare, it takes you 10 minutes to walk to school. Okay. FYI. So,
side note, that day, I don't know why, but I thought class started like an hour later. And I was like, oh, I have like an hour to shower. And then I'm in the shower and I'm like, wait a minute. Class starts in like 20 minutes. And I'm in the shower.
I swear that was like a separate time, but we'll go with that. Okay, Okancha, we'll go with it. I'm holding you accountable. No, but what are some habits? Let's go back.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
So go back.
We're getting really sidetracked today. I hope everyone doesn't hate us, but...
No, I think it's just, it's a little insight into our lives, so I think they enjoy it, hopefully.
I like how Josie last week was like, I'm talking to the people. I'm talking to the people. I'm gonna I'm just gonna start talking to the people. Hello, friends.
Hello.
I'm holding Akansha accountable today.
Yes. Okay. So when it comes to school, I definitely think that I prepare myself mentally. So I'll set on like 20 alarms, and then that only helps me literally show up on time. And I mean on time. If class starts at 8, I'm there 8 o'clock. I'm not there a minute earlier. I'm not there a minute later. Okay, maybe a minute later, but I'm there at 8. But then when it comes to, like, plans with friends, I don't know why. I just feel like everyone knows it's in me to be late. So it's just expected that, which is so bad. Like, my friends should hold me accountable. They're just like, oh, Concha's going to show up late. So they're used to it now. And so they, like, adjust their timings knowing that I'm going to show up late, which is great. I love you guys.
Well, see, sometimes it's a good thing when I know you're going to be late, because then I'll be like, okay, so say we have plans at 6, like, you're coming over to my apartment and we're going to have, like, wine night. I'll be like, she's going to come over at 7:30 so I can shower at 6:30, or I can start getting ready at 6:30 and I don't have to rush.
Yeah.
Only when, but then sometimes out of the blue, you'll be like, hey, I'm 10 minutes early. And I'm like, what? I'm not ready yet.
I think sometimes I also tell you like a time later than I know I'll be ready. So then you're expecting me late and then I show up early. That's another hack.
That's a good hack.
I always tell myself I have class. If we have class at 8, I'll tell myself I have class at 7. So then if I'm running late, it's like I'm not actually running late.
That actually is, like, a good way to do it. Like, sometimes I say I have a test, like, a couple of days early, so I mentally will think I do, and then I'll study, and then I'll be like, surprise, the test isn't for 2 days. But sometimes it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't really work like that, because your brain's, you know, smarter than my calendar, clearly, but I mean, sometimes it works, because it gets me in the mood. But are you late to, like, dates ever?
Yes.
Does like your boyfriend hold you accountable?
He has accepted it at this point and knows that I'm gonna be late. He hates it. He always calls me out on it. He's always like, I know you're gonna be late, so what time are we actually meeting? And he'll literally be like, text me when you leave, because he's like, I'm not gonna leave until you say you left. And that's kind of how he does it now, which works for us, I think, maybe, but I think things will change. Like, we're obviously now, like, in different areas. Like, I think he's more late to things now, knowing that I'll be late, too, which is probably bad.
That's such a bad thing. Like, I don't know.
Honestly, the people in my life have adapted to my way of being late and have, like, that's literally what it is. They've adjusted for me. I love my friends.
But, like, your friends need to, like, not that I'm saying they need to hold you accountable, but they need to be like, Akansha, let's work on this. Okay, so I did Google some time management strategies to help you out, because okay. I'm that that kind of person.
Oh, you're so great.
I know. Okay, so one, understand you're not perfect.
Oh, I know that.
One of the most difficult things is for people to accept the fact that they're not perfect. So, you're going to be late, and that's okay. We still love you.
Thanks, guys.
Plan out each day. Maybe we should get you a planner. Maybe that's what I'll get you for your birthday.
Okay, wait, pause. I've tried that. I've literally bought planners, and I've literally tried. I'll last a week with a planner. I always forget to write things, so I think actually one thing that I learned from you was the Apple Calendar hack, and literally that has changed my life. It's definitely helped me a ton. So you've changed my life. You've made me a better person in terms of somehow being better on time.
Because oh, tears.
I literally I learned it from you. I was like, oh, you use your Apple Calendar and it syncs with your laptop and your phone. Genius.
I don't know why I didn't use it. I started using it maybe a year plus ago. I would say like around this time a year ago. Because I was the same way. Like, I would get these really cute, expensive planners, and I would, like, and then it was just, like, a chore to plan your planner.
Yeah.
And it just got to the, it was, like, another book I had to carry. I already have my laptop with me. I always have my phone with me. And you can set, like, alerts. And now it's really cool about Apple, like, you put the location, it will tell you when to leave, so you're not late. That's another good thing. And I set alerts, like, one day before. If I have an exam, like, you can customize that. I do, like, a week before. And, like, all my doctor's appointments now sync up with it. And I have, like, separate calendars, like, color-coded. My calendars are very OCD. And I legit, like, I'm to the point now where I plan out, like, my study schedule. Or I put in my, like, date night. Or I put in, like, my dinners. Like, if we have, like, certain things. So it's, like...
Yeah.
Very, it's effective for me with, like, because I like to think I'm really good at time management, but I'm really not. Like, when it comes to studying or, like, things I have to do, I, like, spend hours doing one thing, and then I get sidetracked, and then I'm, like, the 5 hours later, and I've only done one thing on my list of 20. So it's, like, I need to, so then that's where the iCalendar comes in, because then I get alerts, like, okay, time to study for something else, or time to, like, cook dinner, or time to, like, do blah, 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 blah. So.
See, but then I feel like I'm being held, like, what is that word I'm blanking on? But, oh my god.
Restricted? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess restricted by your calendar. Like, if you're, like, it's, like, someone's telling you what to do. Like, you're back in that mentality of, like, you're in school, like, grade school, and they're like,
you feel claustrophobic.
Go to math class from, like, 11 to 11:50, and then now go to English class from 12 to 12:50. And it's, like, that mentality of being controlled. Like, I'm controlled by my calendar. That's what I was looking for. And I don't want to be controlled by my calendar. I want to be able to be, let's just plan things spontaneously.
I, like, really don't think of it that way, though. Like, I plan things spontaneously, yes, but it's so good for me to have everything in one place. Also, with, like, doctor's appointments, like, I'm to the point now, like, yes, like, I go to the doctor, and they'll schedule me out a year in advance. And so I have to put that in my calendar, because then I won't remember a year in advance. And sometimes doctors do not remind me, or, like, it just gets lost in translation, and then I look at my calendar, and I'm like, oh my god, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. So that's where that is helpful in that aspect. I get what you're saying about being restricted. Granted, yes, I do snooze a lot of calendars. If I'm in, like, a groove with one thing, I don't necessarily follow. But it's good when, like, we're in the swing of things with school. Like, it's very hectic. Like, we have a very tight, packed schedule. Like, literally, we're 7 to 7.
Yeah.
7 to 8. 7 to 8, literally. That's every true. Single day. Every single day. And it's good when I'm, like, I need to plan times to study, I need to plan times to take a break, I need to plan times to do my workout, especially now, like, being in quarantine, like, I have to get, like, some sort of activity in, whether that's literally just jumping around, because, like, if I can't leave my apartment, and I'm about to be in a studio, like, I'm very lucky. I was living in a house in North Carolina, now I'm in Anthony's house here. Like, we can walk around. Like, I can walk up and down stairs. I'm about to be confined to maybe a 900 square foot apartment. I don't even think it's that many square feet. I think it's really smaller.
It's probably 450 max.
I think it's 750. I'm pretty sure it's 750. But, like, exactly. Confined. And it's about to be me and Anthony in a 750 square foot apartment. And he has to work, and I have school. So it's about to be a real fun time. Mm-hmm. So then that's where my calendar comes into play. Because then I can share things with him that I need to do. Like, hey, can you be quiet for like 30 minutes so I can do this?
Which I think it makes sense. I think, I don't know why I'm just the way I am.
But do you think culture plays a role with you at all?
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone who's Indian has heard of the IST or DST, Indian Standard Time.
Tell me about this, because I don't know about this.
Basically, it's like, it's just a thing within our culture that it's like, you know we're going to be late. Like, we always run things late. Like, if, for example, if there's a wedding, you know, you get an invitation and they tell you, oh, okay, like, the wedding starts at 8 a.m. It's not starting at 8 a.m. It's starting at 9 a.m. And everyone knows it. And it's just like it's a culture thing. Parties, invitations. Everyone just knows. It's just a known thing that, like.
That blows my mind. That actually blows my mind. Like, for a while. Okay, I get it for like a dinner. Like, because Anthony's family, they're from El Paso, like, because they grew up so close to, like, the Mexican border that it was, like, they adapted that culture, and they would have dinner at 10 o'clock at night. And, like, it's just, like, if you plan to have dinner at 6, it's going to be 10, no matter what. So, like, I get the time thing, but weddings, like, what? That is great. Okay, also, side note, I was watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like, the last season, and Denise Richards was getting married, and she showed up an hour late to her own wedding. That gives me so much anxiety. Like,
that's honestly going to be me. Like, let me just throw that out there right now.
You're going to give me a legit aneurysm. No,
you'll probably, like, be there to make me on time, so.
Make me the maid of honor, because I'll be there with the clipboard, like, okay. You're going here. You're going here right now. Like, you're, time to go. Chop, chop, chop. What? Like, a showing up. Okay, anyone that watches Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know what I'm talking about. First of all, it was in Malibu. It was scorching. There were paparazzi, like, hiding in the cliffs. And it was, like, they were all, like, it was in direct sunlight. There was no, like, shade, cabana, anything. And they're sweating. And she's an hour late to her own wedding. Like, people are like, do we just leave? You know,
it's honestly, like, it's just known. Like, I can honestly tell you the number of events I've been to within, like, the Indian community where, like, things will be, like, cocktail hours from this time to this time and, like, from 5 to 6, but doors won't open till 7:30. Like, that's just normal. Like, we just are used to it. That's why, like, if it's a cocktail hour, I know not to show up at 5. I will show up at 6 because then I'm only at cocktail hour from 6 to 7:30. It's known.
That blows, I don't know. I feel like mind.
All the Indian community brownies out there, let me know if this is common within your culture. Because I'm pretty sure everyone would agree with me that everyone, like, we're always late. DST, IST, it's a thing.
And, like, I get the whole culture late thing. Because that's, like, to be assumed. Not to be assumed, but, like, that is, like, a very... With a lot of cultures, like Italians, I might get this wrong, but they have kind of the similar thing where it's like you have your siesta.
It's Italy.
They have like their nap time, and then it's like dinner at 8, 9, always. Yeah. But see, and like, okay, can't do
that's
that.
Actually a really good question. When do you have dinner?
So I get made fun of by my parents. This is when you know it's bad. My parents are like, you eat with the early birds, like elderly special, because I eat at, I get hungry around 4. Granted, I probably should just have like a snack, but I want dinner. So Anthony, when I'm with other people, I'm really good about this. And like, if I'm going out to dinner, like a fun event, like I'm not like, let's go eat at 5:30. But if it's just me, I'm eating at 5:30.
I eat dinner earliest 7 o'clock.
So that gives me anxiety. But like with Anthony, like Anthony and like my parents love to eat at like 8, which annoys me because I don't like eating. Like I always believe that you shouldn't eat past 8 because it's really bad for your digestive health. And I already got enough issues going on. I don't need to add time to it too. So I always try and eat before 8, no matter what. So 7's fine, but that's a little pushing it for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like, even like when we're in class and you're like, oh, I'm hungry. And I'm just like, really? Like, I usually eat dinner. Like, I'll start making dinner at 7 and then I'll like eat it at 8.
It's so funny. In class, I'll be looking at like Postmates. It's like 3:30. Yeah. I'll be looking at Postmates planning my dinner.
Oh my god, but the funniest is like your stomach actually growls really loud and throwing you under the bus right now, but
no, it's so like, loud.
Everyone can hear it. Like during exams, it's like
it literally yells at me. Like a stomach growling is one thing. Mine's like stomach screaming. Like yeah. Literally. It's starting to growl right now. It knows you're talking about it. Literally.
Oh my god. No, but that's the thing. Like, I know if someone's stomach growls in our row, it's yours. Like, I'm not even going to question it. Like, oh, it's Madison's stomach.
And it's always been that way. It was so embarrassing in, like, middle school, like, lower school, high school. It would just growl, and It would be quiet in the room, and I'd just be like, F my life. Literally. Just be like, hate myself. But you can't help it. Your stomach will growl. Everyone's stomach growls. It's not like, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the time. My stomach growls when I'm full, when I'm hungry, when I'm just doing nothing.
All right, let's get... I'm sorry, everyone. People, I'm sorry. I'm getting really sidetracked today. Let me get back to my time management strategies that I found for a concha.
Okay. Maybe next time we should talk about how you get distracted by everything.
All right, I have ADHD. I think it's I am hyper.
I
definitely, that's because you see me and I'm like.
I'm used to it now.
You're used to it. Okay. Prioritize your daily, weekly, monthly tasks. Prioritize. School before shower. School before shower. Okay. Use time management tools. Perfect. We just talked about some. Do not multitask. You know you have somewhere to be. Don't make yourself a cup of coffee that you know is going to take an hour to drink. Get a Starbucks on the way and put it in a to-go cup. There we go.
But then I'm trying to save money. Oh, no. I mean...
Put it in a to-go cup. Yeah. I did that in New York because I was like, I would make coffee because I have to have coffee right when I wake up. And I would... Oh, my God. My stomach is growling.
I just heard that.
Did you just hear that? It's so mad right now. It's really mad at you for talking shit.
Okay. Oh my god. If I can hear that while editing this, I'm keeping that in there.
Yeah. Well, everyone, you just heard it for yourselves. Okay, world, people. Okay. I ordered them on Amazon. I got like a pack of like literally I think 200, and I just ordered them because I'm a big like, you know, don't be wasteful person, so I definitely agree with getting like a Yeti or like some sort of to-go coffee cup. But my problem is that either A, I lose it, or I drink my coffee, and then I just want to throw it out because I don't want to carry it around for the rest of the day. Because then it has coffee in it, and you don't want it to spill in your bag, or you don't want it to, like, you know? So I would do my to-go cups of my Nespresso and then bring them to class and drink it that way. Because I would just be wasteful. Because I would have coffee just sitting on the counter all day, and then I'd come home, and then I'm like, I don't want to drink this. Or I'd put it in the fridge. But then you don't... wanting to drink it after that either, so
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, for me, I would always just get Starbucks on my way to school, and then I would throw it out. Like, I didn't use a reusable cup, which is something I do want to change, but I agree. It's the worst. Like, especially if there's, like, a little bit of, like, coffee left over. Of course it's gonna spill in your bag. Like,
Oh, yeah.
whether it's even a drop, it's gonna spill.
Or just smells like coffee. And then there's just something about a reusable cup that just smells like coffee, and it just doesn't. My stomach is growling again. It just doesn't smell good at all. The struggles of Madison in a contrast. Anyways, I'm getting back. I'm getting off track. But determine your productive times. When are you most productive? I feel like this is more for like working, not like arrival times, but we'll go with it. Remove distractions. Cut out the coffee. Use a timer. Okay, and then use a timer. Those were 12 ways. Honestly, I think those were more for like working, not like arrival, but we'll just go with it.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely think like I said, I think the best thing for me is just telling my brain that, oh, I'm meeting up my friends. If I made plans with my friends at 7, I'm meeting my friends up at 6. Remember, you're leaving at 6. You're leaving at 6. And then I end up leaving at 6 because my brain is telling me, oh, yeah, you're meeting your friends at 6. So I'm late in my brain, but I'm not actually late.
Yeah. No, I
That's my
agree.
hack.
Okay, do you get annoyed? If you're early, do you get annoyed with people that are late?
No. I mean, I think the only person I like ever actually get annoyed with would be like my boyfriend Ayush, because I'm just like, wow, dude, you always call me out for being late and now you're
Yeah.
late. But other than that, like, if people are late, they're late. I don't think we've got lives, you know? Like, I don't feel like, oh, this person is like not prioritizing me for whatever reason. They're just late. They've got other stuff going on. I don't know. Do you get mad when people are late?
I get annoyed, but it really is like a brief, like a 1 minute annoyance, and then I'm over it.
Yeah. I think I've trained you to be used to being people being late.
Well,
Like,
this is what I'm talking about, like time management. Like I have to know, like for example, I have to know what I'm doing for like dinner, or if I'm going somewhere for dinner, or if like we have plans for the day. Like I have to know the exact schedule. Granted, yes, there's a ton of leeway to do whatever we want, but I just need a skeleton. It gives I and like something like I've gotten better with, but definitely need to improve on with Anthony is that he's very like, oh, we'll just figure it out when we figure it out. I'm like, no, I need to know, like, are we going out to dinner tonight? Are we staying in? Are we ordering takeout? Are we cooking? Are we doing this? Like, what kind of, or if we're going out, what kind of food are we eating? Like, one, just because, like, I need to plan an outfit. I need to know if I'm staying in sweats or if I'm getting dressed up. That's just, or if I need to wash my hair or if I just need to rinse my body off. That's like,
That's fair.
that's mainly what I get annoyed about with, like, time-wise is, like, if he's, like, and also if he says we're staying in and then like it's 7 and he's like let's go out to dinner, I'm like I need to shower, I need to do all that, like that's
Yeah.
because I have to, you know,
You need to plan ahead, which
I have to
makes
plan
sense.
ahead.
I think that makes sense. Like, I think I would get annoyed with that too. Like, if I have plans and I don't know what we're doing, then it's just like, well, how do I prepare?
So that's really the only time I get annoyed, and that's like a different type of late, that's like a not. That's a planning ahead situation. But,
Yeah. I don't think
anyways.
it's late.
Well, you know how we ask our guests whenever they come onto the podcast what their superpower would be? I think yours should be time travel because you are always late. Or like super speed, so you can like get there really quickly.
Yeah, honestly, I would love super speed. That would literally, honestly, I think I would prefer super speed than traveling time. Although I would love to travel time, because then I could even go back into like the history in the past. But super speed would help me so much with
Yeah.
everything. Oh, I need that. I need to be, oh, that's my superpower.
I think I've decided I want to read minds.
Yeah, I know you. I mean, okay, and this is because...
But literally, as long as I can control it, like, as long as I can, like, block out people and I can only... If I want to focus on one person, I can kind of situation. Okay. But I feel like that... I'm back and forth this. I feel like it'd be annoying. I'd love to hear what other people think, like, what their superpower would be. Or if they would like to read minds.
Okay, that's the next question you're asking on Instagram. Oh, yeah. Okay. But side note, the only reason that I think you're saying this is because we're reading Midnight Sun, and I was just thinking about this. This is going to be, like, this is my deep analytical, dive into it. But what if people who are schizophrenic are actually able to read minds?
Okay, well, you're reading Midnight's... Oh, wait, have you gone to the part of Midnight somewhere out? Well, I guess you read Twilight.
Yeah.
Okay, so spoiler, just stop right here. Alice finds out that she actually could, she had, like, foresight. Mm-hmm. And so back in, like, I think it was, like, the 20s or something, and her parents put her in an insane asylum because they thought she was, like, but she actually had, like, a medium power. And so that's why when she became a vampire, she was able to see the future.
Did not get to that part, but
it's in Twilight, and so I read Midnight Sun, and I was like, you know what, my friend and I were like, let's just reread all the Twilight books, so we're doing that right now, and honestly, like, there's so much that I, for one, forgot about, two, the movies are horrible.
Yeah.
They're actually horrible. Like, I have never... And I don't know why, I guess it's because there was such a gap between when I read the books and when the movies came out that I forgot. Mm-hmm. They just made up stuff. Two, they completely missed a ton of key information. Three, horrible casting all around. Horrible. That's just my little...
I mean, except Taylor Lautner.
Okay, Taylor Lautner, yeah.
Twilight gave us Taylor Lautner.
God, like, Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. Like, Robert Pattinson... Edward's supposed to be, like, this literal god. Like, he's supposed to be, like... Like, I picture Edward as, like a Harden, almost.
Or Chris Hemsworth, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That would have been the best.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hemsworth. Liam Hemsworth. They could have hired Chris Hemsworth for, like, Emmett, because Emmett's, like, muscular, and then
because
they are brothers.
Yeah, I love it. I think we should recast Twilight.
I'm about to rewrite the books, honestly. And then that's another thing. There's no scandalous, like, anything in the books. Nothing. Yeah. There's not even a kiss. There's not even a kiss in the first book. Like, that's bullshit. What teenager does not kiss? Like,
I think that's so funny, because, like, there's a lot of points where there could have been, like, a kiss added or something, like, you know, and...
Like, at least some, like, sexy time, like, flirting. Like, it's very... Okay, they get better as the books goes on, but it's, like, really bad. Like, it's also, like, I don't know.
But, I mean, at the time, like, of your teenager self, this is, like, the best thing. So, I think it's fine. It's good for what it is.
Yeah, it was the best thing when I was younger.
I was now obsessed with Twilight.
And honestly, they aged really well, I think. Like, reading it, I think it's written very maturely, to be honest. Like, I've read some adult books that are written a lot worse. Like, you know when you read a book and you're like, this just sounds immature?
Yeah.
Like, Twilight to me, like, I'm rereading it, and I'm like, this doesn't sound immature at all. Like, I just finished, like, an adult fiction book, and it just was the way it was written. It was, like, sounded like a 5-year-old wrote it. Like, it just wasn't, like, you know?
I think it's just, like, writing styles. I think she is definitely a more mature writer in general, because I think, like, vampires, I'm looking at the book right now, so. Vampires are, like, it's a very... in-depth topic, so I'm pretty sure, like, Stephanie Meyer had to, like, really research it.
Because, like, all these characters were born, like, Carlisle, and that's another thing, their stories were told in the first book, and they did not do that in the movie. Like, Carlisle's story is so cool. He was born, like, literally, like, BC, like, sometime, like, he's, like, over, like, 1,000 years old or something, 2000, and they did not mention that. They made it sound like he was born in, like, the 1800s or something. It was just, it just wasn't. But anyways, she had to research all this stuff about, like, yeah, the time, like, what was popular back then, like, how they speak is very true to, like, what time they were born in.
Yeah. It's really good. It's a good book. I highly recommend it. So, everyone listening, check out Midnight Sun, because we're obsessed.
Yes, we're obsessed. It's bringing back my Twilight obsession. I don't think I'm going to watch the movies after this because they suck. They literally suck. I have never hated a movie more in my life after, like, rereading the books. Anyways, books are so much better. Like, I truly believe, and I'm, like, listening to the books, which is nice. It's, like, it's literally like watching a TV show. Like, you just you picture it in your head, and you're able to, like, create these, like, images. And it's better than, like, honestly watching a movie because you have so much more detail.
I love audiobooks, so if you guys aren't really into reading, audiobooks is definitely an easy way to get into it because, like, that was kind of what got me back into reading was I started with audiobooks, and then I was like, I want to see what reading is like again because it's the same thing.
I touch my pages.
Me too.
But see, it's so hard to read when we're doing school because we have to read our textbooks. Yeah. So audiobooks are great because same with podcasts. Like, that's why, like, if you're walking to school, you can put your podcast on or your audiobook. Like, it's a great way to, like, you know,
just disconnect, have a minute.
Instead of listening to music, like.
Yeah. I agree. Honestly, I'm really bad for, but I, like, sometimes while I'm studying, I listen to audiobooks. I don't know what it is, but if it's, like, a chill audiobook, like, something that doesn't require as much attention, I'll put that on because it's, like, I'm more, like, there's just, like, a voice talking, and then it's just, like, I'm studying. I don't know. It helps me, but I think we went off a lot of topic, but I think today...
I hope everyone enjoyed. Now I hope people are going to read again. I hope this inspired you to, one, manage your time wisely, two, stop being late, period, three, get back into reading, listen to an audiobook, enjoy yourself, have a good week, have a good day.
Exactly. I think that's the best way to end it, but...
Yeah. Well,
send us your time management tips, because I could use them over here. And...
I will do a poll very shortly on our Instagram, so if you're listening, go check it out. If you're listening a couple days late, go back and look at it. We have a new highlight section on our Instagram that has polls, so you can see all the past questions and everything. But thank you so much for tuning in today. Yeah. I'm sorry we got off on tangents. We drop new episodes every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are available to listen on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes, DM us at The Ladylike Chatter on Instagram, or email us at theladylikechatter@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your opinions.
We love hearing from you guys.
And honestly, thank you so much, everyone that has sent us feedback. And thank you so much for our past guests. We had so much fun. We have so many more guests coming on. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Everyone, have a good week. Goodbye.
Bye.